You're listening to Beggarville Dairy Queen Big League broadcasts on Country 106.
Yes, you are, and welcome inside the Wally Fadoon Arena. Jeff Dick here with you. We apologize for some technical difficulties right off the bat, but we are back and we are at it. It is our Dairy Queen Big League broadcast brought to you by Dairy Queen. The Oreo Hot Cocoa Blizzard available at Beggarville Dairy Queen. Enjoy Oreo cookie pieces, cocoa fudge, and choco chunks blended with DQ's famous vanilla soft serve to Blizzard perfection and garnished with whipped topping. This morning we are here bright and early taking in the U9s, and we've got a pair of games going on. A split squad matchup here of Beggarville against Tofield. So we're going to start with the U9 Majors, and we'll cover them for the first half, and then the U9 Minors for the second half of this one. And each team will get one of those player of the games with the coupon for a free medium blizzard as well. So we're going to start things off looking at the major side here. And we're going to get a penalty here, as this allows a beauty of a goal right there from Edwin Mayaz Kesire. Fantastic goal there, just coming in and rifling one to the top shelf. As they continue to play inside the Beggarville zone, let's take a look at the roster for these Beggarville Wranglers. Wearing number 3 today, Matthew Mandrusiak. Number 5 is Quinn Bergley. Number 8, Mason Jacobo. Number 10, Bennett Clausen. Number 11, Maddox Rattray. Number 12, Katie Welischuk. Number 13, Sloan Woja. Number 14, Lennox Gablehouse. Number 16, Edwin Mayaz Kesire. Number 17, Keegan Cassian. Number 18, Lawson Levitt. Number 19, Rylan Kosak. And between the pipes, number 31, Nate Pipke. On the other side, taking on Tofield, who today are represented by Dawson Murphy, wearing number 3. Griffin Goebel at number 4. Jacob Goebel at number 5. Noah Stahl wearing number 6. Number 7, Graydon Riddell. Number 8, Tristan Waldo. Number 12, Carter Kleda. Number 14, Walker Lungal. Number 31 between the pipes is Grady Gillen. Number 16, Bennett Waugh. Number 17, Danica Hofer. Number 19, William Madsen there as well. So that is a look at today's rosters. And with U9s here, it's two halves. So again, our first half will be covering the U9 Majors. And our second half will be the U9 Minors. They're both playing on the ice at the same time here this morning. And we got a great crowd on hand. Parents, friends, family taking this one in. Right now, Beggarville on the attack. Rylan Kosak leads the rush. Tries a pass through, but that one's going to be intercepted by Murphy. Murphy puts it back in deep, but Beggarville quick to turn this one around. Quinn Bergley getting double teamed, still trying to find a passing lane. Now the puck taken away by Walker Lungal. Dumps it in as a line change takes place. Back to get it. Mason Jacobo, pass ahead, tipped forward by Lennox Gablehouse. We've already seen one goal from Lennox here. Now a loose puck squirts free out of a mess of players. That'll go all the way back into the Beggarville zone, where it's collected by Sloan Woja. Over to Clausen. Clausen with a shot that'll ring wide. Lennox Gablehouse drops it back. There's a long shot and a nice stop made by Gillen. Puck sent down low. Again, a try at the side from Lennox Gablehouse. Going to go off the side of the net. Now Lawson Levitt in there. Knocked away. And onto the stick of Bennett Waugh. Waugh moves one to the middle. That's going to get through a sea of players. And Lawson Levitt gets to it first. Levitt plays one ahead for Gablehouse. Gablehouse turning. Tries the pass to the front of the net. This one's broken up. But watch out now with the side getting a good jam on it was Katie Welischuk, but pinned up there by Grady Gillen doing the goaltending here. Tofield trying to find an answer after the goal by Gablehouse. Put that one deep into Beggarville territory. Now forced out here. Levitt going to lead a rush, take a shot. That one stopped. Second chance stopped as well. And the horn sounds for the line changes. Gillen doing a great job withstanding the tide. Now another opportunity. That one's going to get through. Maddox Rattray goes five hole. Great effort there, coming in right off the line change, gets the puck in the slot, and Maddox Rattray goes five hole on Gillen. Another big goal here for the Wranglers. Now Rattray, all sorts of speed, trying to come up the side again. This one knocked away, and Murphy's got it for Tofield. Moving in, takes the shot. That one's going to sail high over the net. Come down in behind. Both teams dig away for this one. Rattray's got it. Murphy providing the pressure for Tofield. Rattray along the boards. Now coming in trying to help out is Jacob Goble. A loose puck in there. Found by Edwin Mayoz-Kesire. Edwin, fantastic skater here. Going to put this one deep into the zone now. Flings it to the front. Just going to miss the intended target, Matthew Mandrusiak. Mandrusiak gets it on the side. Back to the front for Rattray. Another opportunity. That one stopped by Gillen. What a save. And Gillen going to leave this for his defense. Murphy plays that one ahead. Goble, first one to it. Goble tries to make the pass to Walker Lungal. This one's going to be intercepted. But the horn sounds, and once again, here comes the line change. Gillen going to play that one to Goble, fresh off the bench. Goble tries to drop a pass back for William Madsen. Now Madsen along the boards, tries to move this one ahead. The puck's going to be taken away. Here's Ryland Kosak. Comes, it takes a shot, stop, rebound, sent just wide. Baggerville, all sorts of pressure here in this first half. 11:30 left to go in it. Now they get another one back to the front, and just missing there. A great chance for Quinn Burgley. Tofield again trying to relieve the pressure. And they will, dumping it down the ice. We can thank another great sponsor in Nutrien Ag Solutions. For all your farm input needs and cutting-edge technologies, visit Nutrien Ag Solutions in Baggerville, Harry Hill, and Innisfree. Proud supporter of Baggerville Minor Hockey, farming for excellence. Wranglers on the attack again. Nice setup, and Burgley is going to score that one from in front. Beautiful one-time pass there. Quinn Burgley on the receiving end. Ryland Kosak with the pass. And that's another goal for the Wranglers. Now off the boards, and Burgley again trying to move with it. But this one's going to be taken away. But now a pass intercepted, and Yakubo had it, but the horn sounds, and quickly the skaters must leave the ice surface. It's a race to this loose puck, picked up there by Cassian, but now Cassian stripped by Murphy. Murphy trying to move down the ice, gets the backhander off. Pipke makes the save. Coming back here on it. They into the zone again. Gabelhaus with a backhander that just goes wide. Trying to get it back to the front. Comes back in behind the net. There's another setup attempt by Lebed. They get it to the front. Both teams bang away at it, and it is Lawson Lebed who will get the final touch. Another goal there in Baggerville. All sorts of pressure. Now Gabelhaus right back into the zone, forcing Gillen to make another solid save. This one going to be dumped in behind the Baggerville net. Goble meeting it on the side. Whiffs on the shot opportunity. Wranglers back the other way. Tied up along the boards. Puck squirts loose and back into the Tofield zone. Gabelhaus getting a stick on this one. Trying to dance out in front, just having that one swept off by Danica Hofer. And now ahead for Murphy. Murphy's got room. Murphy in alone, tries to cut to the forehand, and Pipke makes a great poke check. Loose puck. Goble tries to get it out front. They do, and just whiffing on the opportunity was Lungal. And now watch out. Ooh, just an opportunity for Cassian as the horn sounds, so got to quickly take off. Tofield Titans trying to move out of their own zone. Little difficulty here as this puck's going to be knocked away, and Rattray takes a whack at it. That one going to be sent down the ice by Waugh, but right to Kesire. Moves it across. There's a shot off the netminder, Gillen, and off the post. That was Matthew Mandrusiak who had that opportunity. And Kesire on it again. Gets around one. Moving to the middle of the ice, looking for a shot. That one's going to hit a body in front. Now, Wah battling Rattray for this puck along the boards. It squirts free for Goebel. Goebel now taken down along the boards. Mandrusiak grabs it, moves that puck ahead for Rattray. Rattray makes the pass across and finds Sloan Woja. Woja again tries to center. Nice pass. They score. Rattray with another. And that was a beautiful setup from Sloan Woja. And now Schofield again trying to get out of the zone. Edwin Mayoz Kesire grabbing this puck. Going to go for a bit of a skate. Turns and we hear the horn. They've got to take off. 7:25 to go in this first half. Our big league broadcast brought to you in part by Nutrien Ag Solutions. For all your farm input needs and cutting-edge technologies, visit Nutrien Ag Solutions. Also brought to you by Envy Boutique. The only Envy you need this year is Envy Boutique. With clothes for women of all sizes and a small selection for men, too. Looking fabulous is the name of the game. Now Schofield with the puck in their own zone. Trying to play one around the boards. And this one moved to the middle of the ice. Big slap shot from Claussen, going to go wide. Met on the other side by Kosak. Kosak tries to get this one to the front of the net, looking for Yakubo, but it's going to be intercepted by Murphy. Now Murphy stripped of the puck from behind by Yakubo. Into the corner. Murphy tries a centering pass. That'll miss everybody and go down the ice. Quinn Burgley on it. Burgley in behind the net. Swings it out front. There's a shot for Kosak, and that one's stopped by Gillen. And then shoveled in. Kosak with another one. And again, and that one set up by the work of Quinn Burgley. Now they're on the attack once again. In behind the net is Kosak. Tries a centering pass, but the horn sounds. And now the Titans with it behind their own net. Push that one into the corner where Levitt finds it. To the front, there's a shot blocked in front by Madsen. Schofield back the other way. It's Goebel stripped of the puck. And Keegan Cassian takes a big loop all the way in. Lets his shot go. Gillen steers that one to the sideboards. On at first, Katie Welischuk. To Gabelhaus. Gabelhaus tips one in through Gellin's legs. And another goal. Lennox Gabelhaus, second of the period for them. And Gillen went down after that one into the net. And a little bit of a timeout here as the coach going to slide his netminder out. Make sure Gillen's all right. 4:45 left to go in our first half here. And we return to play. Wranglers intercept a pass. Dump that one in, and a chance coming way out with a poke check was Gillen. Stops that one, and Wah dumps it down the ice. Both teams going off on a change here. First one to it is Keegan Cassian. Sends the pass ahead for Mandrusiak. That one almost picked off by Goebel. Mandrusiak works to get it back. Loses it to Murphy. Murphy moves in, takes the shot. Pipke making the save there. Now along the boards. Both teams digging for this one. Going to be sent down low in the Wranglers zone. Schofield has a player wiped out along the boards. And going to see a penalty on that play as soon as Vegreville touches the puck. Goebel to the front. Pipke stops one. Pipke stops the second. But we get the whistle and the penalty there, which means Wranglers with Our Tofield with a little bit of an advantage now. Now Kosak still controlling, tries to get it to the front. Taken away by Murphy. Murphy's going to skate this one up the ice, forced into the corner. Now shot around the boards as we do get the horn. 2:57 to play. And another line change here. Wranglers move it back. Clausen with a big blast, but whiffing on the shot. This one rolls in front of the penalty box area. Wranglers on it. Take it in behind the net. Going for the wraparound was Kosak. That one knocked away. In behind the net it goes. Battle for the puck here. Again, Kosak trying to get this one to the front. Does finally get a stick on it here. Big backhand pass finds Clausen. Clausen for Burgley. Burgley with it along the side. Tries the pass for Kosak. Kosak goes around the net again looking for an open pass. Flings one to the front. There's the shot. That one's stopped by Gillen. Great opportunity there for Mason Jacobo, but denied by Grady Gillen. Titans get it down the ice. Coming back to pick this one up is Kosak. Played around the boards, looking to find Bennett Clausen. Clausen for Burgley gets past. Now up along the boards. Can't hold on to it. Line change coming up. And the loose puck going to be corralled here by Keegan Cassian. Tries to move one ahead. Does get it down low for Gabelhaus. Gabelhaus tries the wraparound. Can't get it to go. Now a loose puck going to be swept out of harm's way there by Walker Lungal of the Titans. Back to the front of the net. Another shot blocked by Lungal. Tofield's Murphy on the attack, has it in deep. Quickly, four Wranglers time up along the boards, get that puck free. Nice speed here from Cassian, a shot on the rush off the side of the net, and this one will be blown down as Gillen has it pinned. Well, great work here from the Tofield netminder. Now right in front, a giveaway, and tripped up is Gabelhaus. Meeting it on the other side, Danica Hofer. Hofer trying to backhand this one down the ice. Instead, taken away by Levitt. A shot's going to go wide. Just about 10 seconds remaining in this first half. And Schofield looking for a shot here as they come into the zone. This one's going to be knocked away, and the Wranglers get it out of harm's way as the horn sounds. First half complete. And a great effort by the Vegreville U9 Major Wranglers. And we will take a quick commercial break. Be back with the second half in just a little bit. You've got it locked on your Dairy Queen Big League broadcast on Country 106.